wandering around Davis Square, Somerville, this past Saturday, I almost felt like, at times, I was in the middle of Charles Ives' Holiday Symphony, with a cacophony of sound coming from all different directions. It was the annual Honk Festival marching bands warming up for their day's activities. Everyone converged at noon at the Seven Hills Park behind the Davis Square Tea Station for the opening and welcoming ceremony. Whitney Kay was the MC. She first acknowledged that we were all standing on stolen land, and then went on to read a statement.
We at Honk wish to acknowledge a wide spectrum of injustice, economic and otherwise, that creates barriers to housing and stigmatize those who are living their lives in public spaces. We recognize that forms of inequality and injustice arise directly from racism, sexism, classism, homophobia, transphobia, and fear of drug users, and that this injustice falls most heavily on our already most vulnerable populations. We at Honk reject the criminalization of poverty and the surveillance and privatization of public spaces. We are part of one community that includes those who are unhoused and experiencing housing instability. We treat all people with dignity and respect and reject the harm inflicted on those most vulnerable members of our community, and we ask you to do the same. Now, I'm going to invite Maury Martin to the stage to tell us something about the last 20 years of Honk. Maury, where are you?
It was 20 years ago that Trudy Cohen, John Bell, Kevin Lettman, Bob Follinsby, and I sat around a backyard picnic table and blue-skied the idea of getting together a group of bands for an afternoon of music and fellowship. But how many bands were there? And would anyone come? I mean, in the distant pre-internet era, the only way to find out about bands was by word of mouth. Seeing the Hungry March Band leading the Mermaid Parade at Coney Island, the Rude Mechanicals in the streets of New York. One of us had seen the Brass Liberation Orchestra in San Francisco. Each band seemed to know one or two other bands. There was Black Bear Combo and E.E. from Chicago, Bread and Puppet Circus Band from Vermont, the Carnival Band from Vancouver, the Leftist Marching Band from New Hampshire, and the Revolutionary Snake Ensemble from Cambridge. That was the initial crew. It was a dirty dozen of ragged but right musicians. And over the 20 years, there have been 115 bands that have come through this festival.
Somerville Mayor Ballenstein also welcomed the assembled crowd.
20 years ago, a group of musician and community activists said, hey, we need to reclaim our streets to make sure that we can build community, connection, and change. It started, yes, look what you've done. It started off with a small festival here in this park. And you inspired festivals across the country, in Brazil, and even England. I'm so proud that Davis Square is home to Honk. Thank you to the volunteers, to Honk, the founders, for dreaming and for having an idea. Happy birthday, 20 years.
Thank you.
This is the Good Trouble Marching Band, who performed at the opening ceremony and again at various locations throughout the day. I spoke with the band's bass drummer, Galen, who, in the interest of full disclosure, is also a member of WMBR.
I think there is a lot that the organizers have done over the past 20 years culminating in this year. It seems like there is a building of the movement, including we had a Honk University whole day symposium on Thursday, which was wonderful to kind of get the bands together to talk about band dynamics, de-escalation tactics, the purpose and the benefits of what Honk is about. And then I think that really led us to the centering of activism into what we do, which I think this Honk in particular, of all the other Honks, this Honk in particular centers the activism, I think, at its purest. And it was a good reminder that it was started 20 years ago by some, you know, wonderful members of my band who did it because we needed to get a voice out. It wasn't just fun, it was really about remind ourselves that activism comes from being out together, making noise, and reclaiming our streets without fear, but with joy.
You give voice and do it joyfully. That's what it's all about here.
Yeah, but it's all with a purpose, right? Mm-hmm. Particular to this is the reminder that we live in a democracy that requires participation. And I think that's a wonderful...
We're still in the democracy?
Oh, come now, Chuck. I am very aptly using our First Amendment all weekend long.
Excellent.
And with, you know, support, acquiescence perhaps, but definitely support of our officials. I mean, we had the mayor up on stage saying, you know, welcome. We don't get that everywhere. And I think this is a reminder that this is something special that we have here in Somerville.
This started here in Somerville 20 years ago, and it's expanded globally.
So totally, yeah. Yeah, you see, they just had their first one in Bradford, England, for instance. My band went out there to play for their first Honk, which was, a very activist-minded mindset there, too, which is wonderful to see. But if you go to, say, Rio, it's much more of a party. I don't know, there's something beautiful about the human culture around the world tapping into this zeitgeist of brass bands and dancing and getting out in the streets.
You mentioned bands from around the world. We normally have bands from around the world.
This is the saddest part of this year is that, you know, Somerville politics aside, we do not have a nation that is accepting of international travelers right now. And we did not want to run the risk of compromising people's safety. The organizing committee did a very intentional decision not to have invitations for international bands because we can't guarantee that people won't get literally kidnapped. And it's a shame. And it's a reminder of how stark and severe and real it is out there. So.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
This is the Extraordinary Rendition Band from Providence, Rhode Island. They are Honk regulars. The atmosphere was a mixture of joy and protest, as people were clearly having fun, but also engaging with various activist groups who set up tables along the closed Elm Street. Issues from rent control to climate change and more were on display. Although this is the 20th anniversary, I met one Somerville resident, Jesse, who was a first-time attendee. But to be fair, he grew up in Somerville, then moved away 20 years ago, and just returned this year.
This is awesome. This is really cool. This is the first one I've been to.
Is it first you've been to?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really cool. I mean, it's just really exciting to see how much like love and peace and good energy is here. And when you think about like how we could like there could be people who act a certain way and then people with like this, it's just hard to wrap your head around, but it's beautiful and I love it.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here. And what brings you to Davis Square?
So what brings me to Davis Square is, well, I mean, this festival happens every year. And so I come back for this festival specifically. And it's just, it's a great celebration in these, I mean, arguably dark times.
Bringing joy to dark times.
Absolutely. It brings joy and it's something that I need when like the news everywhere is just so upsetting and so terrible. So
But this counts as all that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, just so many, you know, like fun people. It's like fun music, and it's great to see the community, a community that I don't often get to be together with, all in one place.
This is the Forward Marching Band covering the Eurythmics. The concept of punk started here in Somerville 20 years ago, but since has spread globally. One of the main objectives is to counter the madness and hate that also has spread around the world by using music and joy to diffuse it. Reporting from Davis Square, I am Chuck Rosina.